Prabhu, Nityananda, Prabhu, the whole Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Vedakadatta, Krishna Goba, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Goba, Gopida, Shama, from the Radha, from the Giri Govardhani, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Navadup Dham, Dhamma, the wonderful Sri Bhakti, Nityananda, Prabhu, Vaishnava, Nityananda, Sama Vekta Bhakta Vendiki Jayo Premanandi Gosh Samala Bhavali Dog Gosh Samala Bhavali Dog Gosh Samala Bhavali Dog Gosh Sri Guru Ji Duranga Glory to Sri Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Parasate Deshakarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhar Swasti Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare We have a candle for the chapter 2 verse Prajana Pitaro Ye Chak Shastara Sadhava Samaha Yari Shate Shuvai Samyam Kamyanti Sharanam Praja
Kamyanti Sharanam Praja
Pradhanam
Pidaro Yemcha
Prajanam,
of
the citizens,
of the
Vitara, protectors,
ye,
they whom
Devusha,
and Shastara, give instructions,
Sadhava,
endowed with all good qualities, Sama,
equal to everyone,
Yadi,
if
there is
Keshu
among them,
Vaishamyam,
partiality,
come,
what,
Yanti,
will go to,
Sharanam,
shelter,
Praja,
citizens. Translation, a king or government official should be so well qualified that he acts as father, maintainer, and protector of the citizens because of affection and love. He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow in his footsteps. However, if such persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? Purport, the king, or in modern times the government, should act as the guardian of the citizens by teaching them the proper goal of life. The human form of life is meant especially for realization of oneself and one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this cannot be realized in animal life. The duty of the government, therefore, is to take charge of training all citizens in such a way that by a gradual process, they'll be elevated to the spiritual platform and will realize the self and its relationship with God. This principle was followed by kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Parikshit,
Lord Ram Chandra Maharaj Ambarish and Prahlad Maharaj. The leaders of the government must be very honest and religious, because otherwise all the affairs of the state will suffer. Unfortunately, in the name of democracy, rogues and thieves are electing other rogues and thieves to the most important posts of the government. Recently, this has been proved in America, where the president has been condemned and dragged down from his post by the citizens. This is only one case, but there are many others. Because of the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, people should be Krishna conscious and not vote for anyone who is not Krishna conscious. Then there will be actual peace and prosperity in the state. When a Vaishnava sees mismanagement in the government, he feels great compassion in his heart and tries his best to purify the situation by spreading the Hare Krishna movement. Translation: a king or government official should be so well qualified that he acts as a father, maintainer, and protector of the citizens because of affection and love. He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures, and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow his footsteps. However, if such persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maidens and security? So here the Vishnudutas are, in one sense, praising Yamaraj, and the normal system of ruling, where a king is well qualified, and as the word kshatriya suggests, he's the protector of the people rather than the exploiter of the people. And the citizens are his praja. They're like his children, and he has to take care of them like a father. So here are these qualities are mentioned. He is the father. He is the instructor, endowed with all good qualities, and he's equal to everyone. But if he happens to show inequality, or there's some discrepancy towards the citizens, Vaishamya, Vishama means disturbance or inequality. Sama means equal, Vishama means unequal. So if he shows prejudice in his decisions dealing with the people, if he is unequal to them, and he favors one unreasonably over another, then where do the people go for shelter? In other words, he no longer acts as a protector of the people when he favors some and he doesn't favor others. The same quality is there in the Supreme Lord. He is also Sama. Sama Sardeshu Bhuteshu. And if the Supreme Lord favors one person, then he will also be criticized. And people will say, why should he surrender to the Lord? He doesn't look at us, he only looks at that person, he only favors this person, he doesn't favor us, but we'll not surrender to him. So the Lord is also obligated to be Sama, equal to all. So that means in terms of justice, it doesn't mean that everybody is tolerated, but those who are criminal get punished, and those who are not criminal don't get punished. That is equality. So he doesn't unnecessarily punish the innocent. That is the normal procedure, but if there is some inequality somewhere, then there's a problem. This, of course, is suggesting the case of Ajamil, and the Vishnudutta is saying he's innocent, and therefore you can't punish him. So you have to be very just. Now, of course, the argument from the Yamadutta is, no, he's not innocent, because he did all these sinful activities, like all these other people. We have to punish him as well. So we're doing our duty. We're being equal. He has done the sinful activities, other people do the sinful activities, they get punished, he should also get punished. So that is the logic they're using. And, of course, in one sense, here the Vishnu Buddhas are praising that, that yes, it's good in one sense for people, but then there's a case where it doesn't happen like that. And this is the exception to the rule. And because they don't know the exception to the rule, therefore they have acted unjustly. And they're being Vishama. Because there's an exception here. So, what is the innocence, blameless, who is innocent? Generally, persons who don't commit crimes or sins are innocent, so they shouldn't get punished. In this case, Jamil committed crimes, should get punished. Then there, one exception is atonement. Okay, you do the atonement, Christ did that, you don't get punished. You're innocent again. That makes you innocent again. Or, of course, if the government punishes you, then Yamaraj cannot punish you twice for the same crime. So then, that's another innocent. Your crimes are all wiped out and you're free again. Okay. But Achimil did not get punished by government. He did not also do atonements. So therefore, logically, he should get punished. He, you know, they should equally apply the law to him. Okay. Here the Vishnu's Buddhas are suggesting, no, he is still innocent. Because he chanted the name of the Lord. So he is innocent again. So you're not applying the rule properly. Which suggests that those who are implementing the law have to know very well the intricacies of the law. Now, not just the general law, but all of the different types of exceptions. And if they don't know those exceptions, then they are also criminal because they're punishing the wrong people. So, that means that the person who is the leader, the governor, whatever, king, he has to have a lot of knowledge. And of course this whole system of justice has to have proper knowledge. Okay? So, the knowledge of course comes from scripture. It is the scripture which defines what is sin and what is not sin, what is the exemptions for sin, etc. This is what will define all the rules and the exemptions. And the Kshatriya must learn all these things. That is why Kshatriya cannot just be a passionate person. He has to know scripture. He has to have sattva also. He has to give respect for knowledge. And if he doesn't have that knowledge, then he will simply make mistakes, not treat people equally, and will end up in the situation the Prabhupada describes here. In the modern world, the governments are all corrupt. They don't make the decisions based upon innocence as such, but many other factors are there. So, the proper system is enunciated here by the Vishnu Buddhas. So, Yamaraj, of course, is generally a person who is very knowledgeable because he is in charge of all the punishments. He's the judge for all of the criminals. So he must know everything perfectly. Unfortunately, his servants somehow or other didn't learn properly. So therefore, they are going to be chastised for this. In any case, not only the followers, but the leader himself is responsible for the followers, so therefore part of the blame is put on him as well. So it's not just the Yamadutas, it also the blame goes to Yamaraj himself for this mistake. So this indicates that though the scriptures do tell us that the holy name destroys all sins, still, even the intelligent people will tend to overlook this. Or they will think it is exaggeration and will not consider it seriously. Whereas, they will take the prayaschittas and other things as good atonements or whatever, good ways of canceling out your sin. So why they don't take the name of the Lord as equal or better? And the reason is, it looks too simple.
Just by accidentally chanting, you get rid of all your sins. Whereas if you do atonement, you have to do atonement for each sin. And you chant the name once, all the sins are gone. And the atonements take a lot of effort, and time, and knowledge, money, and endeavor, etc. So it looks too easy. So for that reason, people will say, oh, it's too easy, therefore it must not be true. It's exaggeration. But we know that one of the offenses to the name is to consider that the descriptions of the powers of the name mentioned in scripture are an exaggeration. This is one of the offenses, to consider Artavan, that it is overpraise for the name when the powers of the name are given. So that is an offense. So that is the offense that is committed in regard to the name, when they, if people hear the glories of the name and then they think, it's not actually like that, because it's too easy. So the explanation is that in relation to bhakti and chanting the name, nothing is exaggerated. Because it's non-difficult to the Supreme Lord. We can never exaggerate the powers of the Supreme Lord. So nothing is exaggerated concerning bhakti and the name. They have all powers. They have a chintya shakti, like the Supreme Lord. And so nothing can be considered exaggeration at all. Now, so this is the chanting the name is the easy way for canceling out all of the karmas and sinful reactions. Of course, if it's accidental, it's not that all people get the chance. But if one has faith in chance, then definitely all this will happen. It's definitely an easy thing. So therefore, sin and punishment and hellish punishment is not the concern of the devotee at all. He doesn't care about that, whether he has it or not. It's automatically destroyed anyway. So the main concern of the devotee is, this is necessarily serve the Lord. That's all. And that is his perfection, to do that. And nothing else. So, the devotees in the material world, maybe under a government. The government may not be so wonderful, may be corrupt or whatever. What can they do? So Prabhupada here says that they should purify the situation by spreading the Hare Krishna movement. They may not be able to change the whole government or whatever. The nature of Kali Yuga is very strong, and it is difficult to change everybody, including the government. The devotees simply go spreading the name everywhere. Some people will listen, some become purified, even some government officials become purified. They will also take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, etc. This is the way in which we can counteract the corruption of the world, the sins of Kali Yuga, etc. By spreading bhakti to everybody. Because it's non-different from the Lord, and it's very, very powerful. So, what about these other things? The prayaschittas work to some degree, but they were already rejected by Purusha as not being a final solution. And the other processes in jnana and yoga, etc., are too difficult for the people to begin and take too long, and so they will never do them because they're not qualified for them. So that is why the process of bhakti and chanting the name is the only solution for the people of Kali Yuga. In other ages, the system was not so sinful. The governments were not so corrupt. The Manu's line of kings was intact. So people were following the principles of Dharma very nicely, etc. So, some people were qualified for the other processes, and they could do atonements properly, etc. and fit in the system and gradually progress through that system. In Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to implement such a system, since the kings have vanished. So, in that situation, the best thing is that somehow or other, we preach the process of bhakti to everyone and spread the name. And this will help purify everybody in government or wherever, citizens alike, they can be purified. And once they are purified of their sinful reactions by chanting, and they're progressing in the process of bhakti, automatically they will follow proper conduct. Generally we need the king over everybody because the people are in tamaguna and rajaguna, the majority. So the tendency is to commit sin when no one's looking. So the king has to be there to keep them in line all the time. If one adopts the process of bhakti and progresses, then as the karmas decrease and the desire decrease, etc., the tendency to be attached to enjoyment and material world and consequently desire for sinful activities will naturally reduce, and therefore the person will naturally have good conduct. It's not necessary to be governed by somebody all the time. Will naturally have good qualities. So that is stated in the Bhagavatam, that one who becomes a devotee develops all good qualities. So the method of good conduct in Kali Yuga is actually the process of bhakti and chanting the name. This is the practical process for us.
Prabhupada says not to give vote.
Well, don't vote for the simple people. If a person is practicing Dharma, fine, you can vote for him. You support Dharma. But if someone's advocating sinful activities, why should we vote for them?
Like our society or the spiritual society, like they call it a mini government of some sort. So Maharaj, can we expect the, like you say that Sama, who use the word Sama, the Lord is Sama. So is it possible that even religions can also be Sama?
Yes. We find that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the person of knowledge is sama towards everything. He sees the elephant and the brahmana and the dog eater, etc., all as equal. So that is, of course, in jnana itself, that the sama vision takes place. So it is no different for the person in bhakti. They also treat everybody equally. But, of course, that doesn't mean that anyone can do anything. Okay? So the king is equal to everyone, but if there's a criminal, he punishes them. Huh? But if he's not a criminal, he doesn't punish him. That is what equality is. So we could say, well, the king's not seeing the brahmana and the dog eater and everything is always equal because he's punishing people. No, it's not true. It's a different sama. The sama is in terms of not showing prejudice towards one or the other simply because the body is different or condition is different. So, if the brahmana commits a sin, he is liable to punishment, just as a sudra who commits sin is liable to punishment. So that is the sama, where the sama comes in.
But actually, you mentioned about that kshatriyas have to be the mode of goodness, and this is also no sastra. But Maharaj is fighting with one and all, are in the mode of passion?
Yeah, they're a combination of Rajagun and Sattvagun. Not pure Rajagun, because if they were, then they would not govern properly. They would exploit everyone.
But Maharaj, this Sastra means also, Sastra means a spiritual nutrition,
Maharaj. Yes.
But Maharaj also is a realization of this, so that's contaminated also. Only knowledge is enough?
If knowledge means practice as well. Well, it will depend on the person. Some are more spiritually advanced than others. But at least he has to have the principles there.
Some great devotees are Nityasiddhas, like Yudhisthira. Others are only sadhakas. Well, the punishment of Yamaraj, of anything when does a crime, there's no guarantee the person's not going to commit the crime, and usually they do anyway. So that's not the point. The point is, because he's done the thing, he should get punished. They should not commit anything, so that's the intention, but it doesn't guarantee anything. Because that's, we see people stay in the material world forever. And they get karmas, and still they don't correct themselves. But the hope is, eventually, after many, many attempts, yes, eventually they will correct themselves. So it may not be the first time that they get corrected or whatever.
Viento va a caer.